This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the beauty of Islam is that it doesn't say turn away from the world. It says be in the world like a stranger. Just know that you're not going to be here forever and then act accordingly, because a stranger does not behave like other people. If you come into a village and you're passing through it, you don't set up shop, you don't marry and have a family in the village when you know that you're going to leave. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean you don't do that in this world, but you do it with that understanding that these are things I'm going to leave behind, so that you don't become totally obsessed and attached to them. Well, I think that this section is, it's just go on and on. I actually didn't finish what I was going to cover, but we'll stop there and leave it at interpreting the signs. Any comment or question? No, they have a truth in themselves, just like words. Words have an intrinsic value in and of themselves, but their purpose is to signify something else. Definitely. And there's a correlation. I mean, if you get into the, he goes in a little bit, and it's an interesting, he's taking it from 13th century Andalusian scholar and philosopher who thought that the world was composed of letters, that there were basically, like DNA, you have, with DNA you have four nucleic acids, and these nucleic acids combine into 64 possible combinations. And those 64 possible combinations then translate out into certain structures. And that is what gives things their uniqueness. But it's all based on the same basic building blocks of life. Is basically, it's the same thing. Everything has the same DNA. So his idea was that everything in the world is a manifestation of speech, and that the letters, they were like DNA. So liver is a certain combination, and in every body, it will be the same combination. Any creature that has a liver, the liver is composed of the same archetypal letters. It's a philosophy. I mean, I don't know what his proofs were from the Quran or anything like that. I'm sure he had them, but it's an idea. So, but the world, alam in Arabic, means sign. Alam means sign. Alam is ism fa'al. Fa'al is the thing that you do something with. Like tabi' is the thing that you seal with. So alam is the thing you know something by. And so the world is that by which you know the alim, the knower, who is Allah. So the difference is between fatha and kasra, between God and the world. It's the difference between fatha and kasra. So if you have that fatha from the world, then you get opened up to see the truth of the world, which is that it's an ayah of God. It's ayatullah. What kind of desire are halal? And what kind of desires are haram? I mean, the desires are all, they're not bad things. Desires, generally, unless it's things that are haram in sharia, the desire for food is a good desire. You don't want not to have a desire for food, you'll die. But if you have desire for pork, then you've got a problem. Or if you have a desire for excessive food that's going to harm you, you have a problem. It's not haram to overeat, but it's makruh. But if you do it to where it damages your health, and a doctor is telling you you have to cut down your food consumption, then it becomes haram. Because لَا تُلْقُوا بِيَدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. Don't kill yourselves. They say most people dig their graves with their teeth. Can you divorce a partner who has haram desires? Is this a good reason for divorce? Well, if it's something like thinking that, I don't know what that is related to, but if it's things that are prohibited and they want that person to partake in them, it's haram to do that. That would be grounds for divorce if the person was forcing them to do something or demanding that they did something that was haram, like rectal intercourse. What is natural signs of God beside natural? The natural signs of God are other than prophets and revelation. So everything other than prophet and revelation is a sign. So our own souls are signs of God, ourselves. the fact that we're hearing, seeing, living, all these things. These are signs of God. Sight, speech, understanding, comprehension. Japanese philosopher Zutsu. He has a book, the Quranic Weltanschauung. He spoke like 32 languages or something. Phenomenal intellect. The book, it's called the Quranic Weltanschauung, which is a German word for worldview. And he has another one on a book on the ethical. If you're interested in his books, you can get them through Fons Vitae on the web. VONSVITAE. Fons Vitae. Can someone say the Shahada on the phone? Or what? Yeah, Shahada on the phone. Well, you need witnesses. You can say the Shahada wherever you want. But to make it sound, you need witnesses, two witnesses. So it would be better to do it in person. If you were living on a desert island with a cell phone and there was nobody there and you wanted to say Shahada, so you called a Muslim country and asked for a second operator to come on or something like that, then you could do that. I'm not making that. It's a good question. Like believes in language games and things like that. Right. Yeah, that's a modern philosophy of the idea that language is, you know, Wittgenstein, the end of his life, he didn't speak because he didn't believe that language, he was a philosopher of language, but he didn't believe that language really, that you could say anything true in language. But the whole world is running or not running because of, it's actually probably not running because of language as well as it's running because of language. I mean, both, the problem is language. The problem is communication. Rumi, one of my favorite stories of Rumi is the three, there's an Arab, a Persian, and a Roman. They're traveling together on a road, and they've come across this dirham, and they all grab it at the same time. And so the Arab says, Inab, we have to buy Inab with it. And the Persian says, no, we buy Angur. And then the Roman, he says, no, we're going to buy Venitas. And they're all words for grape. So they start fighting each other. And Rumi's, his comment is that all that was needed was a good translator. Part of the problem is language. One of the things that they point out here that I really believe in is that when people say, I don't believe in God, Muslims should say, well, what's your definition of God? Because I might not believe in that God either. A lot of people don't believe in an unbelievable God. That's true. But in dealing with somebody who's trapped in that rejection of language, I think it's a difficult. I mean, you have to establish first that language can, if I tell him to stand up and he stands up, that my language has been meaningful enough to make him do an act. And therefore, something that has meaning can be conveyed in language, and it can be demonstrated very easily that language is meaningful. If he means that we can't use language to speak about transcendent truth, which is the idea of logical positivism, which is another modern aberration, the idea that any metaphysical language is meaningless, that we can only speak about material or concrete things, that's also very problematic because the human mind has universals, and yet you will never see a universal. I'm sorry. If I say tree, you all have an understanding of a universal. But when I point to a particular tree, that is not the universal tree. That is one particular tree. So there are, even within language, abstract things that we recognize to be true that indicate a shared or common thing that particulars all share. I've gone out and watched trees, and trees are very interesting things. And you watch trees, and I've had just walking and looking at all these different trees and realizing each one of them was completely unique and feeling like whoever invented this idea of a universal tree, it's not true. Everyone is just totally unique. But at the same time, it's not true because every human being on this planet is unique, and yet we share the fact that we are human beings. Although I cannot point to you human being as a universal. I can only point to you a particular example of a human being. So we have a concept in our mind of what is human that is not to be seen in the world. And universals, you can't find them. And yet the mind recognizes them. So again, there are things, that's a metaphysical concept because it's beyond the material world, the universal concept. And the idea of God is, the brain is wired for it. Simple as that. There's a book called Why God Will Not Go Away. And this is a neurobiology of belief. People are wired to believe. And there's, it's just truth in that. It's as simple as that. And people do have belief. So unfortunately, you get caught in these kind of mind games. And I think ultimately, for me, it was a car accident. You know, sometimes it just takes really powerful shocks to wake people up out of that type of slumber. I mean, Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bolti in Kubra Yaqiniyat al-Kawniya says that for the Muslims, the atheist is a sign of God. Just the fact that somebody can deny God in this world is a proof, not only of God, but that he's merciful and compassionate. That he can walk around and say it with impunity. I don't believe in God. I mean, some of them will do that. I don't believe in you. I mean, what is that? And then they say no lightning bolt came down. Like, so really, people will say that. Okay, if there's no God, strike me down right now. Just strike me down, God. If you're really there, do it. God's merciful. I mean, Sidi Ahmed Zarruq said for him, one of the biggest proofs of God was sailors. Because he said that they're some of the worst people on the planet. And he said, and yet they can safely cross an ocean. No offense to any sailors. But in English they say, you know, his language is so bad he could make a sailor blush. You know, the idea. And port cities are famous for problems. How do we know we are forgiven after Tawbah? Well, we should assume that. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I'm in the opinion of my servant. Which means if you made a sincere Tawbah and you don't believe God forgave you, he won't forgive you. But if you believe he did, he will. If it's a sincere Tawbah.